Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Behold, a fiendish masterpiece!
This is Pickin' with the Pickers. For years, every Friday morning during football season, you've heard legends pick their picks. Vince Gill, Steve the Colonel Cropper, Kathy Lee Gifford, Killer Bees, Dave Mason, Rob Schneider, Arsenio Hall. It's time to pick the brains of the Pickers as they tell their tales and pick their picks. Pickin' with the Pickers is presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And now, here are your hosts for Pickin' with the Pickers, Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is time, as the man said, Pickin' with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And, well, what can you say about Jeff Coffin that he can't say about himself? Anyway. just a globally recognized saxophonist, composer, educator on the... A professor at Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt, member of the legendary rock band Dave Matthews Band, three-time Grammy winner from his days with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. He's put out 15-plus solo efforts, owns his own record company, Ear Up Records, and on top of everything else, pretty good guy. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing, man?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
What are you doing, man?
Great to talk with you, man.
You know where you're not on? You're not in a concert right now. I thought y'all like do double headers or what?
You know, I just got home yesterday morning. We've been on tour since basically early July. We've been able to stay in our COVID bubble and stay safe, and so I just got back yesterday. I'm home for about 2 weeks. Then get about another 10 days, 2 weeks out, and then home for about 3 months. Of course, you know, my wife just left this morning to go back to Japan to visit her family for 5 weeks. So, you know, we had about 24 hours together. That's his life, right?
Hey, I just saw some concert dates added for Madison Square Garden in, what, next month? Yeah. I mean, some of the venues you guys play, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, legendary places. And, you know, a lot of history in those spots. And, you know, I know that those shows are already sold out. You know, go through the hallowed halls, man. And, you know, this is the stuff you dream of when you're a kid.
You know, you mentioned, you know, just all the adjustments that you've had to make due to COVID and stuff. Sure. It's been a year and a half. What's that adjustment been like, and have you guys gotten used to it?
It's been an interesting adjustment. I mean, for me, I just... You know, being home, I hadn't been home for that amount of time since like the early 90s. I hadn't had an open sort of time period. So I just dug in, man. I just got creative and I wrote a bunch of music, recorded a bunch of music, was sending stuff to people because I knew they had no work. And so I was able to pay musicians to play on stuff. I was doing a live stream every Friday and ended up raising over $10,000 for local musicians. And I wrote some children's books, one of which just got published a couple of weeks back. It came out. It's called The Rabbit, The Carrot, The Crow, and The Quarry. Hmm. And you can find that on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and that's been really good. And I wrote an app, you know, like an improvisation app for students that just came out a few days ago. So there's been a lot of stuff, you know. And so for us as a band, you know, we recorded some music late last year. We all went in individually. Of course, the horn section, me and Rashawn Ross, went in together into Virginia. And so there's going to be a new record coming out next year with the band.
Nice.
And it sounds awesome. So, you know, I mean, you know, we're improvisers, man. That's what we do. And so we've had to improvise for almost the last, you know, 18 or so months, 16, 18 months. And, try to figure it out. And so, you know, I get to hang with my wife for a year and a half, which was amazing. And I didn't have to see Greg for a year and a half.
Oh, well.
You know, so, oh, man, I envy you so much.
Thank you, COVID.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jeff. Hey, let me ask you this. With all the things you do, which day of the month do you sleep? Because, I mean, it just...
Usually Tuesday.
Tuesday?
One Tuesday a month.
Okay. I mean, but how do you juggle everything? Because, I mean, we could go in 14 different directions from you. The educational component, Dave Matthews, your label, the writing, everything that you get into. It's just, I don't know how you do it, really, Jeff.
Well, it's a challenge, but you know, it's like making choices. It's it's time management. It's one of the things I tell my students all the time too. I said, there's, you know, because they're Vanderbilt students, they're super smart, right? So I get them with this one though. I'm like, how many hours are in a week? And they look at me dumbfounded. Right? They're like, oh, 24. I don't know. I said, well, it's 168 hours in a week. So what I tell them, I say, if you study with me for an hour a week, you're on your own for 167 hours. That's a long time between their next lesson, you know? And so I'm like, well, who's really doing the teaching here? I said, it's not me. It's you. So, you know, time management is a big part of how I have to deal with my days and making sure that, you know, like I've got some assistants that help with certain things, so I'm able to delegate, which is a big part of you know, anybody's success, I think. You know, it's one of the reasons why Dave Matthews and Bela Fleck are such great leaders is because they delegate to their musicians what they need to do. It's like, I trust you to take care of business so I can do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I think that's a big part of it. So for me, you know, I know what I have to do and when I have to do it and how to sort of slot it in, you know. I don't get a chance to hang out a whole lot with friends. And when I do, it's a little bit of time, but I really appreciate it. But, you know, I have hobbies. I love drawing and I love photography and different things. But, you know, music is all-consuming for me. It has been for a very long time. But I love my life. You know, I love doing what I do and the things that are important to me. I get to do those things. And, you know, I don't go out to the lake on the weekends. I don't own a boat. So, you know, you could say there's certain things that I've missed. And, you know, it's probably true, but there are certain things I've gained also that I think are really magical and wonderful in my life. And you know, I've gotten to go around the world with my saxophone, which is pretty amazing.
I was going to say, I mean, when you're doing what you love to do, you don't really notice so much that, oh yeah, I'm a little tired. I haven't slept a whole lot because, like you said, right, you're so into what you're doing and you get so much fulfillment out of it, and you're like, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I've been tired for 35 years, man.
But it's funny because, you know, as a personal trainer, I tell my clients all the time, pretty much what you tell your students, it's like, hey, I only have you for an hour a day. The other 23 are up to you. You know,
yeah,
I can only do so much, right? Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Jeff, before you go back out on tour, I'm going to take you on a boat ride, okay?
Come on, I'm in, man.
I'm serious. I am serious. We will meet at Fate Sanders Marina, and we'll go float around on Percy Priest Lake. That way you
can... I'm totally into it, Greg.
I'm serious. I mean, before you go back out. Okay?
You know, I grew up on the water. I grew up fishing up in Maine with my dad. We would take the canoe and go into these small ponds and fly fish when I was a kid. And you know, even being on the ocean, I absolutely adore it. I love, love, love being on the water. And I just don't have enough time, you know, to do it. But I'll go with you, man. I absolutely will plan it.
I'm going to set it up because I got some friends that can do that. Brian Carper, his guide service. It's going to be a pontoon boat ride, he hands you the rod, he hands you the bait, and then when you catch the fish before you leave, they even clean them for you, so you'll be able to take fish home with you.
Let's go.
All right. I'm serious about this, Jeff. Jeff Coffin with us, of course, the Dave Matthews Band. I saw where the Dave Matthews Band Inside and Outside exhibit at the Grammy Museum has been extended through February. Have you been to see it? And how cool is that, just at the Grammy Museum to have an exhibit?
You know, I haven't been to see it. We were in that area, and I didn't get to the hall, but I plan to. You know, if I'm up in that area before it closes out. But yeah, what an honor, man! What an honor. I know also that the Flecktones currently have an exhibit. I think it's going for like 5 years at the. There's an instrument museum in Phoenix, Arizona, and so we all sent some instruments to that as well. Because I spent 14 years with Bela before joining up with Dave, who I've now been with for 13 years.
Wow, that's crazy.
Hard to believe. Mm.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and 2 weeks ago we had Sam Bush on, and I'm telling you, one of the best live albums. Oh, come on. Don't start with me.
I love Sam. Yeah. You know, I got to tell you a story, man. One time about Sam. We were at Telluride, and it was the big bluegrass festival. And I had Sam sign one of my cheeks, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
And we laughed about it, man. You know, because, you know, you get women, you know, let us hide my boobs, you know. And I'm like, oh, God, you got to be kidding me. There's insanity out there, right? And so I had Sam sign my, I think it was my right cheek, yeah.
And you're telling that?
Well, it was a long time ago, you know.
I'm just happy he's comfortable enough to share that with us on the radio.
Oh, wait, we're on the radio?
There's a couple of people listening right now.
Jeff, we're going to have one of our station sponsors. I was telling you about this, the Strike and Spare Studios, Strike and Fair, the Family Fun Centers. Philip Cox, who you've exchanged some emails with, he's their director of revenue and general manager of the Murfreesboro location. He's going to come on and be the picker for you. I think it's 78 times. There's people seeing you 100 plus, and of course, I guess the only other comparison I can think like that is the Grateful Dead back in the day and the Deadheads.
Right.
But is it? And I know I've asked you this many times, but has it ever ceased to amaze you that just people that follow you all over the place?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, man. And no, it never ceases to amaze me. You know, I've met people that have been to over 400 shows.
Oh. Mm.
And you know, I mean, I get it, man. I'm passionate about music also, but you know, for me as a player, you know, it's hard to go to a lot of shows. Yeah, you know, I mean, without the fans, who do we play for? Nobody. And so, you know, what they bring to the table is remarkable and appreciated beyond words. And I mean that in all sincerity, that, you know, the fans are the reason that we're able to do what we do. And, you know, I mean, I've played for four or five people in a club before. And, you know, but I've also played for 100,000 people. And I prefer the 100,000. You know, I mean, it's different. It's meaningful in a different kind of way, you know. And, you know, and you hear, wow, if I can just touch one person, you know, that's true. For sure, and maybe out of those four people, maybe somebody was moved like that. But also with 100,000 people, you know, it's more of a collective movement that's going on, and there's something really special about that. The band has been together now for 30 years this year, and there's no signs of slowing down at all, man. You know, if anything, this band is ramping up and has a new life and a new energy since the addition of the keyboardist Buddy Strong, and he kind of completed the band and. In sort of this new era of the band, and it's remarkable, man. Every night is just remarkable, and I say that having had a 25-year career, 30-year career, and so it's a pretty special group of people, and if people haven't heard the band in the last few years, man, come out and hear the band because it's on fire, dude. On fire.
Jeff, I would go as far to say is, you know, you talk about your fans and people traveling to the ends of the earth to watch you guys play and perform. I mean, the only other band I can think of is the Grateful Dead that's on that level. Do you sometimes think about that?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's pretty remarkable. And again, you know, not many bands stand the test of time like that either. You know, the Dead are certainly one of those groups. the Rolling Stones are certainly one of those groups. And, you know, I mean, you think about it, man, the Beatles were only together for 7 years.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know? Which is, yeah, amazing, it, to say the least, for sure. So, you know, a lot of bands kind of come and go. But to have the longevity, I think, really speaks to the leadership of those groups also. You know, and I can say, you know, and the Flecktones have been around now for 30 years, too. And so unequivocally, you know, it comes down to the way that people are treated, the way that people are made to feel, and how the music connects to people, not only in a generation, but multi-generationally as well. And you know, you see that with the Dead, you see it with the Stones, you see it with Matthews, you see it with the Flecktones. You know, there's three generations of people now coming to these shows. Mm. And that is pretty unbelievable, you know. And you see people, you know, like you see older people with their kids and then their kids. So, you know, we've got grandchildren coming to these shows.
No, you're not that old, Joe. Hey, Jeff, what are you, washing dishes? I know you're multitasking over there. Why?
I'm washing. Well, actually, I'm making tea.
Oh, you're making tea.
I'm a tea guy, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And
at home, man. I don't get up early. Well, actually, I got up super early this morning. I had to take my wife to the airport. But usually, you know, I don't get up too awfully early.
You know, we've touched on it in the work you're doing over there, and certainly what Ryan Mitta has done leading the jazz studies department at Blair School at Vanderbilt. Ryan has done an amazing job with that and everything. He's an incredible musician in his own right, another great sax player. But it's the teaching component that weighs heavy on you, doesn't it, that responsibility?
It does. It's something I've been doing for many years, and it's something that I take very, very, very seriously. And, you know, COVID and the shutdown has affected that in the sense that, you know, I can't, I haven't really been able to go in on a one-on-one level, especially because I'm still touring right now, too, so I've been doing Zoom lessons again this semester.
Mm.
But I've got incredible students, and, you know, as a clinician also, I've done well over 300 clinics around the country and around the world over the last however many years, and I continue to do it while I'm out. You know, I'm teaching while I'm on the road, and of course when I'm home, I'm trying to teach as much as I can also. And I love it. I love the connection with the students. It kind of keeps me young in a way. Also, you know, being around that youthful energy is really beautiful. And you know, I'm kind of an advisor, big brother, parental, uncle figure to a lot of these students too, in the sense that they're just coming out of, you know, a situation where, you know, they're coming out of high school and suddenly they kind of have all this freedom, you know, and they get to make their own decisions and they have no idea what the heck to do. And so, you know, you've got to talk them out of the tree sometimes and you know, help them figure out, you know, what they're doing and how to do it and how to make their decisions. And, you know, so it's a big responsibility and one that I definitely don't take lightly. But it's fantastic. And the Blair School of Music, the jazz department at the Blair School is fantastic. You know, it's still, this is the first year it's been an accredited degree, a jazz studies degree, and what Ryan has done over there is nothing short of a miracle, in my opinion. So yeah, check it out when you can, the Blair School of Music, man. We're rocking it over there, having fun, you know, making some great musicians.
You know, and the thing is, too, with Ryan and his big band, he's rocking it out with that, too. So, hey, Jeff, what are we going to do? We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll pick some games, bring a couple other folks on with us, and we'll get to you, and I'll start getting our boat trip set, okay?
That sounds good.
All right. Sure. All right, Jeff Coffin, the Dave Matthews Band, picking with the pickers. Tim at Leaper Roofing will pick some games right after this. Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed: this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR, Skyscan forecast. For today, it's going to be mostly cloudy, showers likely, and spots of thunderstorm into the evening. Today's high 82. Clearing with a couple of showers and thunderstorms overnight, low 50. Sunshine Saturday, high 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
It's Greg Pogue, John Burton's show. He's in the Omni National Hotel. And Goggin Coldall, coldest team in town, picking with the pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. Our guest today, Jeff Coffin, member of the Dave Matthews Band, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Jeff, by the way, give a shout out to Rudy's Jazz Club. I know it was closed, but everybody's been doing over there to get back up through the COVID, and really our only true jazz club in the city.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, named after Rudy Wooten, who passed a few years back, saxophonist, member of the Wooten Brothers, and one of the Wooten Brothers, not a member of. He was one of them. And I got a couple of dates coming up at Rudy's in January myself that should be a lot of fun. January 14th and 21st with the trio, with the great Victor Krause on bass, Allison Krause's brother, Victor Krause on bass, and Jordan Pearlson on drums. And I've got the great Bill Evans, saxophonist, sitting in that night also, who played with Miles Davis and so many other people. And he's living here in town now. And I think Chris Walters is also going to be playing. And on the 21st, I've got an incredible violinist named Billy Contreras, who's going to be sitting in with us also. And So we got some cool stuff going on over there. So, yeah, support Rudy's Jazz Room if you get a chance.
Indeed.
Check it out down there on 8th and Gleaves.
Let's bring in Tim, Tim Leeper. Tim, say hello to Jeff Coffin.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing, bud?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, man, everything's good over here.
Tim's a very serious picker, by the way. I'll just let you know that. He's planning on winning.
I'm not a serious picker.
He said...
Oh, they're a serious picker when they say I'm not a serious picker.
And let's bring in Philip Cox. He is the director of revenue and the general manager of Strike and Spare Studios. That's us, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center. Philip, good morning. How you doing?
I am well, Greg. How are you, sir?
Good. Well, say hello to Jeff Coffin.
Hello, Jeff. How are you this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm a lot brighter than you guys were on Tuesday night over in Arkansas.
What'd you say, Jeff?
I said, is he the guy I talk to if I want to come bowling?
Yes.
That's right. That's right. Just give me a shout anytime.
How many times, Philip?
I've seen the band a couple of times. I'm up to, 77 at this point.
77? You slacker.
Yeah, I know. I know some people that have seen them more, but I get to as many as I can.
Well, we appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
Well, let's pick some games.
You guys are great.
Well, Philip,
Mr. Schmidto makes me work every now and then.
So. I was going to say, how do you get off to go that many concerts? Anyway,
yeah, Steve and Mike, I'm sure they're listening right now. By the way,
well, let's pick some games now. Philip, you're going to pick for Jeff because Jeff doesn't know squat about football.
He's right about that. He's right about that.
But
Greg, I do want to point out, however,
okay,
that my picks in the past have been pretty exemplary.
You don't even remember. I don't believe that at all.
I do. I remember. You don't remember because you have too many people on your show. But I remember.
Yeah, you only come once a year. You only do this once a year.
Yeah, I know, but I've rocked it both times.
Question. I'm trying to find the games.
We need to find the record.
Yeah, you do that. You find that record and you tell your fans what a badass I am.
All right, here we go. And you can jump in here, Jeff, if you want. Let's let Jeff pick, too. What the hell?
Absolutely.
Yes. Ole Miss is at Tennessee tomorrow. Ole Miss is a 2.5-point favorite. Jeff, we'll start with you since you're the picker.
Well, I can't go against Tennessee. I mean, come on.
All right.
I'm picking Tennessee on this one. I'm picking Tennessee by 3.
All right. Tim?
I'm taking Ole Miss this time.
No!
I'm taking Ole Miss, boys.
We got to back up in a minute, don't we? We'll get the after. Let's go through this, and we got to get what we did last week. Let's do that. We'll do that in a minute. Let's get through the pick, and then Patton will give us where we are. I forgot to even do that. I'm just so excited to have Jeff on.
So am I, man.
Yeah. anyway.
That's great.
All right, Philip, Ole Miss minus 2.5 at Tennessee.
Look, Jeff, I'm sorry, buddy, to do this to you, but I can never pick Tennessee, so I'm going to have to take Ole Miss on this one.
John?
As a Vanderbilt fan, as somebody who works at Vanderbilt, you should be able to stand by that one as well. Just saying.
Wow.
Should be a fun high scoring game, but I'm going to take Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm going with Ole Miss as well. I think they're just further along in the progress. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's your chance for Vanderbilt. They go to South Carolina. South Carolina is an 18.5-point favorite. Jeff.
Oh, Vanderbilt's going to crush them.
Once again, proving he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk tomorrow, Greg.
All right.
We'll talk tomorrow. Wait, when's the game?
Tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow. Only thing they got to do is stay within 18.5. So that's in a minute you'll find out what I do.
Here's the thing, man. It's kind of like golf. All you got to do is score more points than the other person, right? All you got to do is put that little ball in that little hole. What's the big deal?
Yeah, how hard is that?
Right, exactly. How hard is that?
Yeah.
All Vanderbilt has to do is score more points than the other team. Come on.
That doesn't happen much.
Have you seen the coach?
Hey, Tim, South Carolina minus 18.5 with Vanderbilt.
South Carolina. I'm not saying it's going to be a bloodbath, but I'm saying they're not going to cover.
Philip, I know where you're going. Go ahead and go there.
Well, yeah, I got to take Vanderbilt to cover. 18.5 is a lot. Both these teams are really bad, so I got to take Vanderbilt to cover.
John? Ditto for what he said. Give me Vanderbilt to cover the 18.5, but it's not going to be an aesthetically pleasing football game.
Yeah, South Carolina, why are they 18.5 favorite over anybody?
Yeah.
Vanderbilt there for me, Patton. Georgia minus 23 with Kentucky. Both these teams are undefeated. Georgia's a 23-point favorite over Kentucky, Jeff.
Georgia's a 23-point favorite over Kentucky?
Yes, sir.
Man, they should be at least 27.
Okay. Then give him Georgia. Tim?
Man, this one's hard for me. I picked Georgia all year, and they've more than covered every time, but I just have a hard time believing they're going to cover this spread against this Kentucky team. I think Kentucky's a sleeper here. I'm taking Kentucky.
All right. Philip?
I'm with Jeff on this one. I can see it 38-10, somewhere around there. I think Kentucky puts up a good fight early, but Georgia's just too good.
John?
Bulldogs. I think they're going to, you know, expose a few things about Kentucky between the hedges.
Yeah, I think Georgia sort of runs up and down the field. Well, and their defense is historically really good.
Really good,
And so I'm going to go – I think it's a lot of points, but it's a lot of points for a reason. Yep. So I'm going to go Georgia minus 23. And then Monday Night Football, the Bills are 5.5-point favorites over at Nissan Stadium against the Titans. Jeff.
Well, once again, Greg, you're asking me to go against Tennessee, and I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Titans.
All right, Titans. Picking with his heart. Tim?
Well, it seems like every other week we're good. Last week we were good, so I'm taking the Bills this week.
Minus 5.5. Philip?
I like that logic. My heart says Tennessee, but, I mean, if you've seen them, you know the Bills are going to cover here.
Okay. Him with the John?
This one's tough, man, but I'm going to take Buffalo. I'm going to take the Bills.
Bills.
Yeah.
I think the Titans hang around in this one. I think it's going to be a field goal game either way. So I'm going to go Titans plus the 5.5. And I'm going to go back and find.
Then we'll celebrate on the boat, Greg.
Okay. Hey, that's fine. Well, that is certainly fine.
Well, all these other guys can just go have wings.
Tim, thank you as always for sponsoring this and good luck. But let's do this before we let him go. Where are we in the standings, Pat? Let's do this real quickly.
Yeah, right now Tim is still top of the leaderboard.
Well, maybe that's why I wanted to get out of there. Yeah. Okay, so Tim's still leading.
Yep, Tim went 3-2 last week as well as John. So it's right now Tim and John. Tim's 15-10 overall. John is 14-10. So a game back is.
How about we pick one less game?
So Tim's 15-10, I'm 14-10?
Wait a minute. So
14-11.
Yes.
14-11.
Correct. Sorry about that.
It's that Austin P. math over there.
Also 500 against the spread.
And then, Greg, right now you're even money, 12-12, 12-13 overall.
Right.
And then we've got the guests. They're 11-12. A good week from
well, they all got to add up to 25, so we'll figure it out later. Yeah. That's okay, Patton. I love you, buddy. We've had him, we've thrown him. We got five people talking at one time on here. So anyway, Tim, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, and Philip.
Right.
And Philip, obviously, thanks for the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio support by the Schmitto family and you as well. And I know we're going to be with George Plaster's event out at the Hermitage, and we're Hermitage Bowl, and we're going to be doing our show out there the Monday before that out in Hermitage.
That's right.
So we'll our show will be out there as well. Jeff. You're on tour in December, right?
No, I'll be home in December.
Well, okay. Hold on a second. You said you wanted to bowl. We're going to be doing this show on Monday. I take
22nd.
That. November 22nd. You're on the road then.
22nd. No, I think I'm home.
All right. Well,
you're home. Yeah, the band is off then.
Well, then you can come out and hang with us, and we'll bowl for cash.
Yeah.
Right on.
For charity. How about that?
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Your social life with your lovely bride back home in Japan for 5 weeks, and when you're here,
you know what? She gets home on the 22nd, Greg. Can't do it.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, I'll just have her take an Uber.
Oh, 5 weeks, and yeah, that'll go over.
I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
Hey, Philip, thanks, man, and say goodbye to Jeff. I know how big a fan you are of him and the Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jeff. It's good to talk to you. I appreciate sending the email.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, man. Hope to see you sometime.
All right. Take care.
All right, Jeff. So, what's next few weeks going to be like? Just hanging and doing much of going fishing with me?
What? Yeah, got some sessions, doing some teaching, I started this brass band with Ray Mason in March of this year called the Wild Iris Brass Band, and so we've got a rehearsal coming up here in about a half hour, and Ray just showed up at my place, trombone in hand, and. It's a hat shop that's opening up. We don't even know where it is. But we're playing a gig.
All right.
Oh, no, it's across from Barcelona in Edgehill.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the Edgehill area. And that's awesome. It's a new hat shop, and we're playing at 4:45 tomorrow.
Oh, really?
And, for an hour. So come out and check it out, man. It's a new hat shop opening up. It's like some high-end handmade hats or something. You know, there's a... The Mad Hatter rides again, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. You don't, there you are, you know, you just got something going on all the time. Jeff, you know what I think about you and Ayoko. I just love you guys, and we'll talk the next day or two, and we'll set up a float out on the lake.
I'm ready to go, man. I got my little float booties and everything.
Hey, thank you, Jeff, as always, buddy. See you, man.
All right, be well.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
All right.
Jeff Coffin, I was talking to, what, during the break?
Yeah.
They've sold over 50 million albums.
Wow.
50 million.
That's a lot of albums.
The album, when it's released, will be enter the chart number one. That will be either their eighth or the ninth in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's all-time high. More than the Beatles, more than U2. Yeah.